I'm Susan Stevens with Mark Baldwin. I guess I better get your official title and all that.
Executive editor of the Rockford Register Star.
And there is a big project that the Register Star is undertaking that's going to go on for the next year. I know it as Race in the Rock River Valley.
Yeah, and what the plan is to take a deep dive into issues of race and all the ways it affects life in the Rock River Valley. It affects policy or is affected by policy in the Rock River Valley. You know, because when you think about it, race is at the nexus of an awful lot of issues that we talk about, whether it's in education or in criminal justice or in interpersonal relationships, income inequality. It's always the elephant in the room, and we figured that it was time to take a real good look at it. To the greatest extent possible, we're going to base the reporting on data, you know, numbers, and there are many sources of data out there, of course. But we thought it was time to, at this point of civic transformation, if you will, we thought it was a fine time to take a deep dive. Our point here, our goal is actually to start a community conversation, get people talking and thinking about race based on facts, based on data where possible, based on primary sources, people who live it and experience it, rather than the kind of opinions you sometimes see thrown around on social media, for instance.
A series like this is going to expose some sore spots, if not even open some wounds.
Well, I think the way you deal with it is by saying to people, let's have a conversation. And, a major part of this project over the year is going to be personal engagement with the community by the Register Star. For example, we've got an event planned for Saturday, November 19th at Midway Village, where we're going to have a roundtable discussion on the reporting we've done and get some idea of how it reflects life as it's actually lived. I mean, does this work resonate with you? Do you see yourselves in the story? And we're going to ask white residents and black residents both. If the roundtable does its job, what we'll find is that people of all colors and backgrounds share some pretty fundamental values about what it means to be a good citizen and a good parent and a good friend.
Such a big subject, and that's you mentioned how it touches so many different areas of our community and other issues. How do you break that down?
Well, what we're going to do is look at issues of race through a variety of lenses. For instance, in one of the early stories, we're going to look at it through the experience of black police officers and get an idea of what their lives are like both on and off the job when they're out of uniform. We're going to look at how race plays itself out in the sphere of public health, where, certain populations are more, deal with different, with chronic health, with different kinds of chronic health problems. We're going to take a look at employment and the challenges and the barriers to employment that seem to exist more for certain groups than others. We're going to take a look at interpersonal relationships through the lens of what are called microaggressions, the small, really kind of not thought out, not intentionally discriminatory words or actions that sometimes people do, and without even knowing it.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear how the public reacts to the first round from this and how this all develops. And story ideas will be developed from reactions, too, I suppose.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And as we uncover new sources of data and hear new stories, what will happen probably is I think you'll find angles getting sharper and sharper as the next year progresses. And that's what happens when we do our job right.